Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia. It is so good to be with you once again in our 2020 series, Take Another Look. Glory to God. Today we're blessed. The Lord, oh my soul, is our topic. We are blessing the Lord, amen, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, and all of our strength, because everything that we have need of, it is in Him and in Him alone. Thank you so much for joining me in this installment of this year's theme, Take Another Look. Everything we need for life and godliness is in the Word of God. He has left nothing to chance, nothing. Everything is in His control. Amen. He sees, He knows. Amen. And He has the remedy to everything that is happening globally. Amen. We have all been affected by coronavirus at this time, whether you are sheltering in place, quarantined as a country. Amen. Whether you are a nurse or a doctor or a healthcare worker or a manufacturer that is speedily trying to make goods to help all of mankind, God sees us, amen, and He does know. He saw this thing from the very beginning, and He sees the end from that same beginning, amen. We give glory and honor to the Lord, amen. I am thankful to God for all that He is doing, for all that He is. I am thankful that He has all power, is all seeing, is all knowing, is omnipresent. He is everywhere at the same time. While I'm talking to you today, He is right there where you are. Amen. Even if you are in France or in England or in Australia or in Japan or in China or in Russia or in the Ukraine or in San Francisco or in New York or in Texas, God is there. He is right there. Amen. And He has not missed a beat. To God, amen. This pandemic, glory to God, glory to God, is a call, amen, to every single human being on the face of the earth to return to God. It is a call to return to God, to return to the Creator, to turn your face away from the things that we have made more important to God. To remember the God that you were taught about in your youth, the one you learned about in Sunday school, the one your grandmother told you about when you would go to her house and she would be in prayer and you would ask her about those things. It's time for us to return to God. This is a call to return, a call to return to the God that created us, the God who makes provision for us. The only reason that we are alive and well right now is because of God, because He has control of all things. He actually could remove, amen, the components of the air that causes us to be able to breathe normally from the air at any moment. He could, but He loves us, and He has compassion for each and every one of us, and He's looking for a return. You know, I had sent my children a message yesterday because I am state of their souls. I'm concerned about them. I love them, amen, more than I could ever even express to them or even tell them myself. And God loves us, all of us, more than that. And so I sent them a message just to make them aware of what is happening and what the Lord is speaking and the revelations that I've been getting, amen, as I have been praying for the globe. I am praying for every country, every continent, every nation, every city, every state, every republic, every town, every village, every tribe throughout all of the world. I don't care what color your skin is. I don't care what you've done. I don't care what you look like. I don't care what your ethnicity is. I am praying for each and every one of you. I don't have to know your name. God knows your name. He knows right where you are. He knows where you're seated. Amen. And I have been praying, and I had sent this message to my children because I just wanted them to be aware. Amen. And they are. They're watching the news, and from time to time I send them messages, but I just don't want them to forget. I don't want them to forget the point. I don't want them to forget that God sees. I don't want them to forget that the answer is in the hands of the Lord. He has the answer. He saw it when it came, and He has the answer. Amen. And I want them to be fully aware. So I would be remiss as a mother and a minister of the gospel of Jesus Christ if I did not remind them myself. Amen. And sometimes we need to remind our family members, even if they're tired of hearing your voice. Amen. Because one of my sons got a little snarky about it, but I don't really care because I love them. I love them enough to speak over the snark, to tell them the truth so that they might have life, because that life is only in Christ. And the answer to this pandemic is only in the Lord. We must look to the Lord. He's a present help in the time of trouble. He has the answer. And the answer to this pandemic is in him. We must look to Jesus. And then we're scrambling right now. Our economies are failing. Our health care systems are being overloaded. We do not have the capacity, amen, to heal ourselves in this pandemic. It must come from our Creator. We must look to him, and we must remind our families and our friends that Jesus is the answer. Look to Jesus. Jesus is the answer. Cry out to Jesus while you're crying about the lack of this, while you're crying about the lack of that. Look to Jesus. He owns the cattle on 1,000 hills, and that he is rich in houses and land. He knows what you have need of, and he will drop those things to you that you have need of, but you must look to him for your health, for your strength, for your salvation. He has the answer in the palm of his hand. Glory to God. But I'm going to share with you, even before we go to scripture today, I'm going to share with you the text that I sent to my son. And this is what I said. I am reminded that every time the children of God forgot that he is their God, they ended up diseased in famine or captivity. Scripture says they did what was right in their own eyes. No longer did they acknowledge God, and even left the God who delivered them with great demonstrations of power for gods who were made by the hands of men. He gave them over to that destructive bent for a time until they were sorry and changed their minds. And I put in quotations, and I mean I put in parentheses, repented, until they repented and turned again to the Almighty. We live in a world that looks like Sodom and Gomorrah, a world that is bent on its own pleasure and doing what is right in its own eyes. The entire globe is infested and fearful. All people have been affected, and there is no more business as usual. When we lift our voices, crying out to the Lord and turning from our own wickedness, he will hear us. He will deliver us. He will heal us. Scripture says if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Every person, every nation under the sun needs the salvation of the Lord today. Go humbly before him today. He is waiting to hear from you. Glory to God. Amen. And we did end up having a bit of a conversation about the things that I said. And I even... I had listened to one of the ministers, one of the preachers here in the United States, Tony Evans, Dr. Tony Evans, and he is at Oak Cliff Bible Church. I believe that's the name of it. I may be mistaken, but if you look up Dr. Tony Evans, you'll be able to find it. And he had preached a message, amen, that is going to be a part of a series that I'm going to be bringing forth about us returning to God. We must return to God. And he let us know he allowed this plague to cause us to turn. And when we do, he will heal our land. And he came from 2 Chronicles 15. And I actually also expressed to my children to read it. Amen. And I'm saying all these things to you to share with you that you might also read it and even go to that Tony Evans website. Amen. I believe the message was entitled Divine Disruption. If you would also tune in to that. Amen. He gave a message that the entire world needs to hear, because we as a people, as nations, as the globe, as all of humanity, we must return to God. We must, because that is the only way that we will be able to live. There's a song that says, look up and live. Live, my brother, live. Look to Jesus now and live. It's recorded in his word. Hallelujah. If only we would look and live. We must look to the Lord, because in him is our salvation. In him is life. He said, amen, that he came that we might have life, and that more abundantly. But we have an enemy that is looking to sift us as wheat, to sift each and every one of us as wheat. He has deceived us with this word and that word, deceived us with other gods, deceived us with relationships that we lift higher than God, with material things that we lift higher than God, with jobs that we lift higher than God. And don't be mistaken. Amen. The Lord has given us all these wonderful conveniences to make it easier for us to praise him, to make it easier for us to worship him, to make it easier for us to proclaim the gospel of peace. Amen. He gave us these things to make our lives at ease, not for it to take us over and for us to forget that he is God and he is the one that provided the technologies and the creativity and the talent that brought these things forward. All these things came from him. We must return to him. Amen. We must. Glory to God. The topic today, and then I know I kind of took a side note a little bit, but our topic today is bless the Lord, oh my soul, amen. And we haven't even prayed, so let's pray. Glory to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we come before you acknowledging that you are God of all the earth, the true and the living God, the God who has all power, is all seeing and all knowing. We give you glory, oh God, in this hour. We give you praise, Lord God. We praise you in all of your majesty. We praise you, Lord God. We praise your mighty acts. We praise the love that you have for us, Lord God. We acknowledge that you are our Lord and our Savior, and that no man can come to the Father but by you, Lord Jesus. We give you glory. Oh, Lord God, we acknowledge every part of you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. We praise you today, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, open every mind and every heart, Lord God, through every countryside, Lord God, in every continent, in every city, every state, in every village, in every tribe, Lord God, in the remotest place of the earth, Lord Father, Lord God, open every eye, Lord God, that we might see the signs of the times and understand that we must, as a people, we must, as nations, we must, as all of humanity, return to you, Lord God, return to righteousness, return to holiness, return to everlasting love, return to your provision. Oh God, help us now, Lord. Help us. Lord, we're contending with so much confusion, so many lies, and so much misconception. Open it up wide before us, Lord God, that we be able to see the light through the darkness, Lord God, until the light is taken over the darkness and the darkness is no more. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray. Move, Lord God, in every household, Lord God, in every place, in every hospital room, and all those, Lord God, that are sick, Lord God, all those, Lord God, that are carrying this virus, all those that are fearful. Father, we need you now, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to give us a remedy. Lord God, we need you to bring us hope. We need you, Lord God, to overshadow us, Lord God. We need you, Lord God, to overtake us. We need you to bring salvation, oh God, with your mighty hand. Oh Lord, and we will forever give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. We give glory, 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 and honor to the Lord. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen, is where we're coming from. Glory to God. Just a little bit of history. Historians and scholars believe that this particular psalm was written by David in his latter years. as he was reminiscing with great gratitude of the victories that the Lord had given him in his life. And if you have read the word and you understand the life of David, he had gone through many things, rejection and hatred and battles and wars, and he had to run. His wife was kidnapped, and he had to retrieve them, and all through the power of God, believing and trusting in God the whole time, and definitely experiencing fear from time to time. He is the one that said he cried out to the Lord, and the Lord delivered him out of all of his fears. The Lord did great exploits through David, amen, and for David. And glory to God. And we see that he was faithful, amen. Not perfect, amen. He sinned most definitely, and the word lets us see that. But he always came back to the Lord with all of his brokenness, amen, with all recognizing that God is God and there's nobody greater, amen. He came back to the Lord every single time, worshiping and praising him and thanking him for all that he is and for all that he's done, recognizing that God is the only one who could restore, the only one who could heal, the only one, amen, that can move in his life, amen, amen. He understood who his provider was. He understood who his healer was. He understood who his keeper was, and he understood the one who kept his life at all times and in every season, and indeed he did. Bless the Lord. Glory to God. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Amen. The word bless comes from the Hebrew word barak, and it means to bless, to adore, to salute, to kneel in admiration. Amen. There is the song we sing at Christmas time. Oh, come, let us adore him. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. The writer's the Lord. Oh, my soul. Sometimes we have to remind ourselves, especially in the time of trouble, we have to remind ourselves, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul. Reminding my soul to bless the Lord, because I see trouble. Trouble is all around, and it's trying to envelop me, but bless the Lord, oh my soul, because he is the solution to the problem. He is the one, amen, mounting that rescue mission to bring me up and bring me out of the trouble. Amen. The word of God lets us know, amen, that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run in, and they are safe. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Amen. The word soul is nefesh. It refers to a living, breathing being, the seat of appetites, of our emotions, our passions, the activities of our mind, our character, and our will. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. I am reminding myself, amen, and all of you to remind your soul to bless the Lord. Let's go back, amen, to the beginning. Let's go back, amen, to our creator. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, no matter what it looks like, because the answer is in him. So I am blessing the Lord. He is our keeper. He is our provider. He is our healer. He is our life source, our sustainer. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Glory to God. Amen. We're going to read the word of God to you today. Amen. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And forget not, amen, the word says, all of his benefits. Amen. The word forget, amen, comes from, and I am not going to be able to say this correctly with my English accent. Glory to God. It's shahach. And it's a hard C that I have difficulty with, but shahach. But it means to forget, to ignore, to wither, or cease to care, that word forget. And so many of us have done just that. We have forgotten the God of our salvation. We have ignored him. We have ceased to care whether or not he is there. Amen. And we are reaping the consequences of our sin. We're reaping the consequences of ignoring the presence of the Lord. He has been holding back all of these things from the earth all this time. Amen. And when he releases those things, not because he doesn't love, but because he does love, and because he wants to save all of us, because these things, those very things that we have been doing and ignoring God and moving in our own way and doing what we think is right and what we feel like is right. Amen. Our feelings are
our feelings are not always accurate, and we already know that because there are times we have found that we felt like somebody didn't like us, or we felt like somebody was saying things about us, and find out in the end the problem was us and not them at all. So our feelings are fleeting, and they are inaccurate at times. So we must, hallelujah, we must return. Hallelujah. Amen. The word benefit here in this scripture is gemul, and it means dealing with one's, wait a minute. I think I wrote down in a way I can't even hardly read it. Okay, it means the hand that one is dealt, basically, how one is treated, how the Lord deals with us, his reward or his benefit. Glory to God. Gemul. Let's read the word. Amen. I'm reading Psalms 103 in its entirety. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. Who forgiveth all thy diseases, and who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. This is the Lord. I'm reminding my soul to bless the Lord. Oh, my soul, I'm reminding my soul to bless the Lord, because the Lord is the one who forgives my iniquities. He forgives my sins. He forgives my trespasses. The Lord is the one who heals all of my diseases, all of our diseases. He's the only one who can redeem our soul from destruction. Amen. I'm going to continue on in verse 4. Amen. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Oh, glory to God. He hath not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Amen. Hear that and understand. He has not dealt with us according to our sins, nor has he rewarded us according to our iniquities. Far as the heaven is, for as high, the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He remembers that we are dust. As for man, his days are as grass, as a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. For the wind passes over, and it is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness unto children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his command to do them. The Lord hath prepared his throne in the heavens, and his kingdom ruleth over all. Bless the Lord, ye his angels that excel in strength, that do his commandments, hearkening unto the voice of his word. Bless ye the Lord, all ye his hosts, ye ministers of his that do his, the Lord, all his works in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Amen. I just want to go back up. Amen. I've read and you have heard from Psalms 103 in its entirety. May the Lord add a blessing to the reader's ears and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts.
Amen. Lord God, open our eyes to see, amen, this hour. Hey, Lord God, and see, Lord God, that you are merciful and you are gracious. Amen. I am looking at that particular portion of scripture. Amen. If we look at verses 8, 9, and 10. And it says, the Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger and plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. Amen. The Lord won't always be angry with us. Amen. He is redirecting us. Amen. He is purging us and he is redirecting us. He is turning us back to him. He is trying to get our attention with the things that we see, the things that he's been nudging us all along. He's always been nudging us. He's been nudging us back, amen, nudging us forth, nudging us to the left, nudging us to the right, to get us repositioned into a place that we can see and hear and know that he is God and that everything that we have need of, it is in him. Amen. And he won't stay angry with us forever. His word lets us know that. Yes, he does get angry with us. He gets angry when we won't turn. He gets angry when we're defiant. He gets angry when we won't see. He gets angry when we put other gods before him, other things before him, other people before him, other places before him. Amen. But he won't always be angry. And he has not, the word says, he has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. Amen. He remembers our frame. He knows that we're dust. He knows what we have need of. He knows that we're fragile. He knows that. He also knows that we have an enemy, a common enemy, one that is his enemy and yours, that wants to destroy us, wants to turn our head away from God, wants to make us think that all these things, all these pleasures that we have, all the pleasurable things that we have in this life are more pleasurable than the God who created us. And it is a lie. It is a deception. We've been bamboozled. We've been hoodwinked. We've been deceived by the one who wants to destroy us. His only objective in all of the earth and in every land and in every people is to kill, to steal, and destroy. So he will divide us as a people. He will divide us as nations and cause us to fight among ourselves and distract us away from the God of our salvation and make us think that all these other things, the little pleasures that we can find wherever we find them in the earth is greater, but none is greater. Nothing is greater than the God of our salvation. And he is the one that we must run to in this hour. He is the one that we must see beyond the pleasures you may be receiving, beyond the sickness, beyond the plague, beyond the fear. He is the one standing and waiting to save us, to receive us, to redeem us, to reposition us. Amen. Into glorious places. Glory to God. We must return to the Lord. We must return. And we must not forget. We must remind our souls. We must remind our passions and our appetites and our minds and our character. And we must remind our feelings that we are going to bless the Lord. We're going to give glory to the God of salvation. We're going to give the glory to the Lord who created us. We're giving glory to the God who loves us. We're giving glory to him. We are going to bless the Lord. Oh, come. Oh, come. Oh, come, every nation. Oh, come, every city. Oh, come, every state. Oh, come, every continent. Oh, come, every people and every tongue. And let us adore him with one voice. Let us adore the Lord today. Amen. Pass this message along to your fans, your friends. Pass this message along to your family members. Pass this message along to your states and your cities and your villages and to your peoples. Pass it along. Let us adore the Lord. Oh, come. Let us adore him with one voice. Let us lift it up before the Lord and give him glory and give him praise. Let us not forget. Amen. He is the one that saves us. He is the one that heals us. He is the one that redeems our lives from destruction and renews our youth
as the eagles. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. God bless you. God keep you and anoint you in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I pray over each and every one of you. Amen. That you heed this word. Amen. And that you turn to the Lord and bless him. Amen. Remind your soul to bless him. Remind your family to bless the Lord. Remind them that he is the one with all power, is all seeing and all knowing. Remind them that he is the one that loves us. Amen. Who knows us best and loves us most. Remind them. Bless the Lord. Oh, my soul.